Oh, yeah. We're the Joe and Alex Show, and it is so nice to be talking to you. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you'd like to call in. That's 833-563-2539. If social media is your thing, hey, we don't judge. We like it, actually. Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. And on Facebook, why don't we throw this one up there when we get the question thrown out there. To search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, or Houston, Texas, for this combo. A woman, 19 years old, in Texas, is being slammed. She's getting a lot of negative feedback from people for saying that, quote, she was raised to take care of her husband. Now, what does this mean? Well, let me go a little further, and I want to know if you agree or disagree with what she says, the way she was raised. She said, I was raised to take care of my husband, make his plate every night, wash his work clothes for him, make sure he's up for work the next morning, always have a clean house for him to come home to, etc. That's exactly the wife I will be. Now, she was immediately slammed online. One person said to her, so you were raised to parent your husband? Oh, God, if I could count how many times my wife says, I'm not your mother, I'm your wife. I get that one a lot. Now, another person said, I take care of my boyfriend, and since we live together, that's why I do it, but I'm not trying to be his mama. We all do chores together, and we get up together. Now, listen, I kind of agree with the more modern interpretation of what a household is, that, like, women can be working and contributing just as much, if not more, than men in a household. And in theory, even though I don't necessarily practice it as a good husband like I should, men definitely should be doing some more of the household work, not just the women doing that in a relationship. But I don't know if I can knock her. If that's how she was raised, is that really wrong? 833-JOE-ALEX, do you agree with her? Or do you think it should be more of a kind of a 50-50 partnership doing all those things? Mm-hmm. What are you laughing about, Live the Web Girl?
Okay, do I blame this girl? I don't know. I don't know if I blame the girl. You know who I do blame? I blame her parents. I genuinely feel bad for this girl.
So you don't agree with what she says, how she was raised?
No, I genuinely feel bad that she says she was raised to take care of her husband. That is honestly disgusting to me. She should be raised to be a strong and independent woman. And then whatever she wants to do in her relationship, whatever her and her husband decide to do as far as household chores, you know, taking care of house thing, all of that, that's on them. That's for them to decide. That's not for her mom and dad or her mom to instill in her as a little girl that when she grows up, her greatest aspiration is to be taking care of her husband.
All right,
no.
Stacy's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Stacy?
Well, I'm from Texas, too, and it's just Texas is its own place. We're raised differently. We expect different things. I guess it's more or less to learn how to keep your own house clean and not clean up after your husband.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I guess she was told differently, but it's more or less learn to clean, keep it clean, and do. Your husband does for you. He goes out and works for you, takes care of the house, things like that. If you're a stay-at-home and that's all you do, that's what your race to do.
And I don't know her situation, if she's a stay-at-home 19-year-old that's married, or she's just dating a guy and that's the situation. I assume she's married to the guy, because, well, I don't think they'd raise her, shack up with a man when you're not married. Give him the milk for free. I don't think that would work either. That'd be kind of hypocritical. Hey, Stacy, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm always torn on this. Like, in my relationship with my wife, Lindsay, I'll admit it's supposed to be a 50-50 partnership, but my wife definitely does a lot more work than I do. She works just as much as I do, if not more. And then I don't know. I wasn't raised in a two-parent household. My mom pretty much did everything, mm-hmm. and I did a lot of things too. But for whatever reason, when I was in that situation, I did a lot of the work. But now as an adult, as the husband, I don't do anything. And I'm not saying, like, women need to be washing the dishes and, I don't feel like it's that way. I think it's cool if that's the way your relationship works, but I don't think we should be slamming this girl for having that kind of a lifestyle.
Here's the thing, and I'm not slamming that if that's like the type of relationship that she has with her husband. I think that should be like a relationship conversation, a conversation you have when you get into a relationship, when you get to a marriage. My problem is that she says that she was raised to take care of her husband.
Mm-hmm. Make a meal every night.
You should have more ambition for yourself. Her parents should be telling her that the world could be her. She can do anything in the world that she wants. She is capable of anything. And the fact that she says she was raised to take care of her husband, I think, is the problem. Now, what if this woman ends up being 28, 34, and she's not married? She hasn't found a husband yet. She hasn't found a man to marry. Doesn't that make you think that she's just going to settle and marry someone that's not right for her just so she can live out her life's aspiration of taking care of a husband? Like, what is she going to think of herself and her value as a person if all she was raised to do was take care of a husband and she doesn't find a husband?
Levine, you're on the Joan Alex Show. Hello. What do you think about this 19-year-old girl? She's married to this guy, and she's like, well, I was raised to take care of him and wash his clothes and make his dinner every night and make sure he gets off to work in the morning.
Yeah, so I kind of believe it. Well, I grew up that way. My mom was a single mom, but she always told me, if I don't know how to cook, I don't know how to clean, I'm never going to get a husband, which now I'm looking at it like, okay, she's single, so maybe she wasn't doing something right. But
or maybe now, the cooking was so bad. That's what it could be. Who knows?
Right. So now I'm married. I have 3 kids. I love to cook because I was growing up like that. So I cook, I serve my husband food, like we eat together. Mm-hmm. But he does his 50-50 too. So
right.
He washes dishes after we cook, or he'll help with the chores, help with the kids. So, I mean, she needs to come up with her own sense of, yes, not just what her mom says, what she thinks should be good too. So a man should always help, but I feel like a woman always does more.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Man, let's say this to our Facebook page. I know some people are trying to get through. We'll put it up right now. Radio Now, to search for it, whether you're in Indy or in Houston, and let us know what you think about that.